Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome this week to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. A friend of mine I haven't talked to in a few years, Mr. Rick Amato. What's going on, Rick?
What's going on, Nathaniel? I call you Nate. Is that okay?
Yeah, Nate. You remember me as Nate Smooth when I came on your show years ago.
That's right.
What's happening, man? What have you been up to? I haven't seen or talked to you in seem like eons, and we want to get you to explain who Rick Amato is, what you're up to, what's your format, and tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm confused. You threw me at eons. I'm trying to figure out how long eons is.
It seemed like a long time.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nate. And it's great to be here with you and your audience. And a little frog in my throat, so excuse me a second. It got some exciting stuff going on. And let me say that, first of all, I have a TV show that airs on Roku. The name of that TV show is Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. We cover money, business, politics, and lifestyle, not from a New York City, Washington, D.C. perspective, but from an American Main Street grassroots perspective. And, you know, we bring on expert guests, you know, like yourself and people from American Main Street expert perspective. And we bring on big names, celebrities as well, you know, Steve Forbes and Dr. Alveda King, for example. And here's what's really exciting, Nate. I've been working on this for a while, and we are about to launch it publicly. As I mentioned, we're on Roku, and the name of the channel is Your America TV, Y-O-U-R, Your America TV, all right? But now we're launching a news site. It'll be columns written by me daily. We're going to have contributing columnists to write from a background in money, business, politics, and lifestyle. You're welcome to contribute a column if your time allows, Nate. And we're going to have videos from the TV show on the site. So again, it's money, business, politics, and lifestyle from an American Main Street perspective with columnists, with myself, and with videos from our TV show. And we'll have some key articles from other sites that we find are important. Fox News, Fox Business, ZeroHedge.com as an example. The name of the website, just like our channel we're on, the name of the website is YourAmericaTV.com. Y-O-U-R. AmericaTV.com. And if you go there now, you will see it. We haven't announced publicly yet, but it's up publicly. We're within days of announcing publicly. So that's what I'm up to.
Cool. So I forgot the name of the show.
The name of the show.
I mean, not the new one. The one we was on in the past. I mean,
it was insane. You know, the one in the past is pretty complicated, but I always felt it had the coolest name any show could have. It was called The Rick Amato Show.
Kind of like my show, the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, the greatest show on earth.
There you go.
Heck yeah.
And Nate, by the way, the reason I cover money, business, politics, and lifestyle is just, I don't know if you're aware, you're probably not, and your listeners wouldn't be aware, is my background, of course, as you know, media, political content, political opinion shows, which mm-hmm. you were a guest on. Mm-hmm. But prior to media, I was at Merrill Lynch.
Okay.
And so thus, I'm out there, you know, when I left One American News, I was thinking of an idea to create something that's, you know, unique to me. That's why I came up with politics and business.
Yeah. I kind of like backed off from politics after this last stolen clown act of a election and after the COVID crap. And I just say, let me get into my podcast and talk to everyday people.
That's great.
Keep it down to earth to real people, and all this superficial stuff can go on and stay on the TV somewhere. I don't know.
I agree with you. Superficial, depending what channel you're watching, or just
none.
Putting an agenda out there.
Yeah. I don't even turn the tube on no more, Rick. Save my sanity.
Again. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
So yeah.
I feel the country may be moving at getting that breaking point soon where people say I'm moving on from watching the news all the time because it's too polarizing.
Yeah, and it's just depressing, and it gets your heart, your blood pressure up, and stress levels up. I'm like, nah, I don't need that. Not in these latter years of mine. No, I want peace, love, and harmony, brother.
That's right.
And just have everybody tell their story, and we connect on hearts, connect from the hearts, and like mindedness.
Yeah, and you know, and that's why what I try and emphasize with what we do on my show and on our website. Is I try and emphasize that we're doing this. I call it an American Main Street grassroots perspective. Mm-hmm. To put it in plain English, everyday people.
Pretty much, yeah.
Everyday people, as opposed to the negative, depressing stuff that's out there.
Yeah, it's about lifting people up, inspiring people, motivating people, and just connecting. You know, good people. Like-minded people, that's pro-America and, you know, pro-life, pro-family. Just all what's good about humanity. That's what I'm trying to connect and bring on my show, you know, just to have the greatness of humanity, not all the crap.
I'm with you. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm like we're on the same page, just different platforms.
Totally.
And that's why we're here, buddy, connecting. Letting people know we're out here, we're under the radar of the crap TV, and we're making our own waves, on our levels, and just letting people know we exist, and they're not alone.
That's right. That's right. Not alone. You know, I just interviewed someone. It'd be a good guy for you to meet, Nate, if you've not yet. His name is Kent Evans. Kent was the founder of what was the National Lampoon Comedy Radio Network. I don't know if you remember that. There used to be a comedy radio network on national radio. Mm-hmm. And Kent was one of the founders. He lives in L.A., may run for Senate. But Kent says he believes, first of all, he agrees with you and I that the news is depressing, it's negative, it's polarizing. He believes that people, whether they call themselves Republican or Democrat, he believes that 80% of Americans agree on 90% of topics. It's the extreme on the left, the extreme on the right that disagrees and gets all the attention. Do you agree with him?
Yeah. The wife and I was on a cruise the first of the year, Disney cruise, about 3,000 people in there. All nationalities from all different walks of life. No issues. No racism, no hate, no arguments, nothing but just everybody living their best life, enjoying their cruise and their family and, you know, the events on the ship. So, I mean, I always say we don't have the problems that the news and the politicians say we have. It just, you know, they magnify the little small little segments or the little staged acts, and they put a big old magnifying glass on them to make everybody else think that we have these issues. But if you leave us alone and let us live our life and do what we're supposed to do, like, you know, work hard, you know, try to do the right thing, follow the laws and take care of our families, we don't have the issues that the news and the politicians say we have.
You said it very well.
I'm just saying what I experienced, my brother.
Yeah, that's my experience too, right there.
Yeah, so it's like, turn the TV off, get into life, live your life, and, you know, treat people right. I wrote a song called Treat People Right, talking about
really?
That. Oh, yeah. I got so many songs, Rick, I forgot the ones I wrote, bro. Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
I don't know if I knew. You know, I forgot you're a songwriter.
Yeah, I was on your show because I had a song called The Bro Gotta Go. Can't take it more. You remember?
Yes. Tell me about it. I can't recall. I remember it was newsworthy.
Well, it was. You had me on the show twice. You said yeah. The people was requesting me back, so I came back. It was when back in Obama time when I wrote the song "The Bro Gotta Go." I can't take it no more.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send you a copy. I'll send you the link to it after the show so you can refresh your memory. But yeah, it was a hit. It was a song that was going viral. Then they shut it down at about 44,000 views, and then I've been on punishment ever since. So yeah, they capped me off. Shadow ban. I was in shadow ban neighborhood before they, shadow ban became popular.
Yeah. It wasn't a thing yet.
Oh yeah, I'm marked. Yeah. I was definitely over the target, and they don't want me to get my word out there to the masses because I'm going to disrupt the agenda. So they keep me at bay. But I'm proud of that because that means I was effective.
Exactly. So you still writing songs?
When they come to me. The last song I wrote maybe a year and a half ago is called Protect Your Mind. A friend of mine, Adele Wallace, we wrote the song. It's about, protecting your mind and your heart from all this evil and all the crap going on, trying to take you away from, God's plan.
There you go.
Yeah. So I write them when they come. Other than that, I'm working on my podcast. I got some side hustles I'm working on and multiple streams and, just trying to live my best life, man, and help people along the way.
That's awesome.
So other than your show, what have you been up to since the years has passed?
Well, that takes up a lot of my time because, I own the media, mm-hmm. little boutique media company, which owns the show and own the channel that, the certified Roku channels takes up a lot of my time. Raising my son, 14 years old now. He just joined. I just dropped him off 7 a.m. this morning at Sea Cadets. It's like a ROTC junior program called Sea Cadets. And I love to hit the gym. I loved hit the gym for many reasons. Mm-hmm. One of which is, the whole thing we're talking about is when you say that, you turned away from the news because it's a brain drain.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's nice to hit the gym and get your body in shape. I go there to get a dopamine rush.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, that's next on my list after after our interview today. So yeah, running the business, doing the show, expanding the business, raising my son and working out.
Sounds like a perfect life to me. Just doing you without bothering anybody else. I love it.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't have time to bully nobody else and tell them how they should live and think. You're just doing you.
Yeah. How about yourself? What have you been up to?
Man, working my regular, my regular 12-hour job. I don't want it 12 hours, but that's, sure. the demands require it. And I'm working on several side hustle businesses and, my podcast, you know, make sure I got quality guests on every week. And, you know, family time. What else? And just pretty much just trying to stay focused on making a brighter future for, you know, my circle and every person that I encounter. Was, you know, the information That's and, great. You know, whatever I can do to help people, you know, be better, think better.
Now, you were in the Air Force, I read?
Air Force, yep. 4 years, 3 months, straight out of high school.
You know, I didn't know that until recently, or if I did know, I forgot.
Yeah, you probably forgot, because I'm sure I had all that information when we was on your show. Like, yeah. That's why I say it was eons ago, man. I wish I had, I was trying to, you remember, what's his name, was Haley?
Haley program? Press.
Yeah, I was trying to get a copy of that show a while ago, but I never did. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you keep in touch with Haley and Skip, his father?
I have not. I have not.
Yeah, I don't know what those guys are doing now, but yeah, I would have loved to have a copy of those shows.
Yeah, I wish I could say, oh, hold on, I'll get that for you, but I can't.
It's somewhere in somebody's archive, hard drive somewhere.
Exactly. Not to talk about the news, but that was on One America News. We did that.
Right.
I don't know if you know, Nate, I was the very first person ever hired at One America. First person hired there and informal, both as a host and an informal consultant to the family who owned the network. And I had gotten a call about a year ago to come back. A group of investors out of New York were made an offer to buy them back. Those investors offered me to come back. The offer was accepted by the owners. And then during due diligence, you know, the due diligence of background work to buy a company, the contract with DirecTV was due up for renewal. The majority of One America's income, like 80%, came from DirecTV. And DirecTV chose not to renew the contract.
I wonder why.
Right? Right?
Yeah, it's not so, going, it's not marching to the beat of the destruction of humanity. Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to hold on to that. Yeah. That means we have to work on a different wavelength, I guess.
Yeah. So that was a little drama there. But yeah, DirecTV, we know, you and I, and I'm sure your listeners, we all know what happened there.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. That's why I just try to keep doing what's right in spite of, and on a personal one-on-one basis, if it's face-to-face or whatever, through my podcast, just keep preaching, you know, what's good with humanity, because everything's not bad. I think it's more good people in the world than it is these terrible monsters.
I think that's the way to do it, Nate.
And that's what keeps me breathing, knowing that there's good people in there. We just don't have a megaphone to, you know, speak it out and tell everybody that we're here.
Yeah.
So anything else we want to know about Rick Amato? Hold on, I got a question.
Yeah.
When did you get into, so you say you was with Merrill Lynch, and then what made you want to get into media as far as, you know, news?
That's, you know, Nate, that is a very, the question you ask, there's a very colorful answer to it. I appreciate you asking that question. Now, and here's the answer. So I'm at Merrill, and then I go independent and form my own little Amato Wealth Management Group, or whatever it was called. I said group, it was just me, you know.
That's where it starts.
Yeah. And I got really lucky, Nate. I developed a niche clientele of pro athletes. It was something I loved, you know, and what it did was that got me interviewed on the radio all across America. You know, why is this athlete who just signed a 7-figure contract? Why is he filing bankruptcy? Why a lot of it, you know, those type of questions. And a lot of it was athletes having crooked agents and screwing them over. So I started getting interviewed on the radio and I enjoyed it a lot. And one of the stations, I talked them into giving me a weekend show called The Business of Sports, where I'd have a Sunday morning show where I would interview a big name like the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, Lee Steinberg, a sports agent. He was the real life Jerry Maguire. And we talk about the business of the side of sports. So I enjoyed it, and I got into the rhythm of it and decided, you know, I need to focus on something that's more related to my business, even though I'm enjoying the business of sports. So I approached a Salem station here in San Diego, where I'm located, and said, how about if we do a show on finance or on business? And they said, Rick, we're interested. We want a bigger name than you. Can you find a co-host that has a big name? Well, because no one knew me at this point. The sports fans in San Diego knew me. So I had a friend that used to be a congressman, Republican congressman in San Diego, had a big name. I approached him. I just threw an idea at him. I said, his name was Brian Bilbray. I said, Brian, do you want to co-host a show with me? I've got an opportunity. You can talk about Washington, what happens in D.C., because I know nothing about that. I'll talk about Wall Street. He says, I know nothing about that. And we'll see how it goes. He says, I'll do it. Station says, I pitched the station. They said, Rick, that's what we're looking for. You got the big name. That content works. So, Nate, Brian, Bill Bray, and I go on. And the first couple of shows are pretty awkward because I don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. A couple of weeks go by. We get some chemistry, and I'm doing a little more political homework. He's doing a little more financial homework. And, you know, things are starting to go into rhythm. And then he comes to me, says, Rick, about 2 or 3 months into, he says, I got a big story for you here. So what's that? He says, I have to quit the show. I'm sorry. I said, well, Brian, why do you have to quit? Well, there's a congressman here in San Diego. He's going to be indicted, and he's got to step down. His name is Duke Cunningham, and I'm going to run for his open seat, special election. This is a non-election year, Nate, special election. Duke Cunningham was a big name. He served on the defense council back in the congressional defense panel, council back in D.C. In fact, Duke Cunningham is who the Top Gun character was based upon. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Duke Cunningham got found taking kickbacks from defense contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's in trouble. He's got to step down. All the news is focusing on it. Republican congressman, bad guy, we told you so. And my now ex co-host is going to run for his seat. He has to step down for equal time laws, media equal time laws. He can't be on a radio and running for office. And I thought, oh my God, I think my friend here, co-host, who's stepping away, in my head, I'm thinking, I think he's going to win this seat. If not, this ex-congressman himself, if not, he's going to be near the finish line. So I'm thinking, here's the hottest race in America, the only race. All the media are covering it. And the guy that I'm next to is probably going to win. I have the inside scoop here. If I can figure out how to position myself to the national media, that I have the inside scoop, and they've got to come through me to get an inside, to get a close hand perspective on this race, this could be good. I said, well, Brian, I'm sorry you're stepping down, but I'm here to support you, and I wish you luck. And the national media is focused on it, Nate. There's like 15 candidates. My guy ends up winning the Republican primary. Now it's down to two candidates. Everybody wants a debate on their show, and the whole nation's watching. And my guy says, Rick, if you can convince the Democratic opponent to debate on your show, I'll do it. Somehow, Nate, that's another story. If we have time, I'll go into it, but I'll just say for now, I convinced the opponent to come on.
Got an exclusive, huh?
What's that?
You got an exclusive?
I got an exclusive. And when that happened, next day I get a call. My cell phone lights up, 212 area code, New York City. I answer it. Rick, this is Mossy, producer from Lou Dobbs Tonight. Lou wants you to come on and talk about that waist. So now I go on Lou Dobbs national TV to talk about this congressional race. And the Washington Times says, Rick, why don't you write an article on this? So I wrote an article on it. And what I noticed is when I talked politics, the ratings on our show went through the roof. For one reason, it was a special election. Mm-hmm. And that's where I began to get into politics. And that's how I transitioned from financial to media. Now, mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. So that show continued to grow. And I ended up getting viewers all across America listening online. And it aired here in San Diego. And then the Washington Times comes to me, John Solomon, a name you may know. He says, Rick, I'm the editor of the Washington Times. We're going to launch our first ever radio show. It'll be online and on air. Why don't you become one of our hosts, a weekly show? So I'm doing a daily show in San Diego, a weekly show for the Washington Times out of San Diego. My show ended up being an award-winning show. San Diego Press Club awarded me Interview of the Year back-to-back years. One of those interviews resulted in hearings on Capitol Hill one week later, and changes in the way the VA administered non-FDA approved drugs to veterans suffering from PTSD. And so things are going along well with radio. And then I get a message on LinkedIn. Some guy sends me a message and tells me that he's launching a national TV network. He lives in San Diego. He says that his channel is going to be located between Fox News and MSNBC in a dial. Heard me on the radio, wants to hire me. I thought it was like a kook. I mean, who does that? Uh-huh. Right? I don't answer it. I get like six more messages. I'm like, okay, let me Google this guy's name. I see this guy was a high school dropout, grew up in Louisiana in an orphanage. Moved to San Diego in the 70s. He was about 75 when he contacted me. And I see that he started a circuit board building business out of his garage in San Diego in the 70s. I see that in the early 2000s, he sold his company to a Japanese corporation for $150 million. I thought, well, maybe I better call this guy. So I call him up, and it was the founder of One American News.
Oh, that's how we get there.
That's how I got there. He told me he was going to launch a boxing channel. He's friends with Don King. Uh-huh. He met with ATT U-verse executives, who he sold circuit boards to. And they said, horrible idea. It's not going to make any money. You're welcome to launch it. We're not going to carry it. He says, Rick, as I'm getting up out of my chair to leave the meeting, they say, but what we're looking for is a right of center news network. Because if someone can take just 10% of market share from Fox, we'll all make millions and millions of dollars. Uh-huh. So if you know of anyone, let us know. And he goes, Rick, I heard you on the radio. I decided to launch that channel. I want to hire you.
And then that's a
colorful story.
Yeah. So that's when I ended up meeting you on the One American Show. It was called the Rick Amato Show, right?
The Rick Amato Show. We went into a brainstorming session and wanted to come up with the most clever name we could find.
Yeah. So, the name of the new show is what? What's the new one you're putting up?
Politics and Profits with Rick Amato.
Okay. Still using your name. We're going to make sure we got the right show, huh? Oh, yeah. It's Rick Amato.
Right. That's the name of the show. And it's online at youramericatv.com. Mm-hmm. And on Roku on a channel called Your America TV.
Cool. So, Rick, this is a part of the show where I have my guests leave some positive nuggets, some life nuggets. What you got for us?
All right. Well, you caught me off guard.
Always.
You know, there's a show on Netflix right now called The Last Dance, and it's 10 episodes. It's behind the scene footage of Michael Jordan. And I started watching it, being a sports fan. I started to watch it. The show is so amazing, Nate. I'm addicted to it. I'm on episode 8. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing. And if you remember, you may or may not remember, I had forgotten, Michael Jordan's father was murdered by a homeless person. He's pulled over side of the road in his car, sleeping on a long trip, and someone opened a car door, shot him, and stole some invaluable stuff out of the car. I'd forgotten that. Mm-hmm. And that comes along in the episode. And you see Jordan destroyed, you know. And how did he bounce back? It was very simple. What I'm about to say is not, oh, my God, he opened my eyes. It's something your listeners and all of us have always heard before. But to hear Michael Jordan say this under such treacherous conditions gave it new meaning to me. And what he said was, you know, I couldn't get up anymore. I couldn't live anymore. And I remember what my dad told me every day since I was a kid. My father always told me, turn a negative into a positive. Mm-hmm. And Jordan goes on to say, when I had the overwhelming negative of what happened to my father, I had to remind myself what he told me. And Jordan went on to use that to inspire himself to live a better life. And so I'll just say to our listeners, I know it's not rocket science what I'm saying. I know you've heard it before, but don't underestimate it. We all have a lot of negative in our lives these days since COVID and with the news, but turn a negative into a positive and you'll have a lot of positive in your life.
Yep. So I turned the negative of all that election fraud and COVID crap, and I made a positive podcast.
There you go.
Yep. Living proof, because I got sick of what they were saying. I said, let me put out what I want to hear. And I think what positive people want to hear and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So you're doing it.
Yeah. I try to always do that, even before all that crap.
Good.
Yeah, it's just an extension of what I've been doing all my life, really.
Yeah. You come across as very positive and happy and upbeat.
Yep. I turn the negatives into positive. I try to see what can I learn from it. Okay, this happened for a reason. What is my gift in this negative or this tragic? You know, what can I get out of it, or what could I learn from it to teach somebody else or help somebody else get through it when they get to that point? So, yeah, that's how I look at stuff.
That's great.
Cool. But, Rick, I want to thank you, brother. Unless you got anything else to say, I want to thank you for coming on the Thank You Noble Junior podcast.
I'm good. I just want to invite your listeners to check our news site out. You're at youramericatv.com. And if anyone wants to contribute a column, they're welcome to submit their ideas, and they can monetize them too at our site.
Cool. Hey, this is an opportunity for you writers out there with some positivity and some stuff. Get with Rick. He just opened the gate for you.
There you go.
Cool. Hey, Rick, have a blessed one, brother.
You too, brother. I'm off to the gym.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Hi, this is Rick Amato, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. And be sure to check me out at my new site, youramericatv.com. That's youramericatv.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.